The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Today the Lord tells us to become like little children. St. Therese, the Little Flower, beautifully understood this in her theology and her spiritual life. She called it spiritual childhood. She was, of course, the great Carmelite who died at the age of 24, became a doctor of the church. We have her statue right here in the church. When you see that statue, you can ask St. Therese to help you to live this spiritual childhood, to be like a little child. In the Gospel from Matthew chapter 18, the disciples are asking the Lord how to be great, how to be the greatest in his kingdom. And the Lord, who is the world's greatest teacher, took a little child, placed it in their midst, and said, "Unless you are converted, unless you turn, unless you change and become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." The apostles were looking for importance and status and fame, and the Lord said, "No. If you want to be great, you must become the least of all and the servant of all. Turn," he says, "and become like children." Well, what are the qualities of a child? Complete trust in the Heavenly Father. Total abandonment, complete dependence upon Almighty God. Innocence, purity of heart, humility. So those are the qualities that we need to get into heaven. They say that, St. Therese says that, you have to become so small that you fit into the arms of Jesus, that you fit into the arms of God. So whoever humbles himself in this life will be great in the kingdom of God. If you try to be great in this life, you will be humbled. So the Lord took this little child and placed it in their midst and said, "Become like this child." Obviously, we should not be childish. There are qualities of children like selfishness and always wanting things. Those are not the qualities the Lord's talking about. Those are childish qualities. The Lord says we should become childlike, to have those virtues of a child. And the tradition is that this young child grew up to be St. Ignatius of Antioch, one of the first bishops of the church, one of the great theologians of the church. So the Lord is telling us to be converted, to have a change of heart, to be willing to become little in his arms, and to become the servant of all. That's how we become great. Look at Mother Teresa. Her job was picking up 300,000 dying people off the streets of Calcutta, working for the poorest of the poor, doing the most menial of tasks, picking maggots out of dying people that were being eaten alive by the worms in the streets. That is the work of a servant. And of course, I'm sure, through grace, she became one of the Lord's greatest saints. And yet, She became like a little child and became the servant of all. So Jesus says, whoever becomes humble like this child will be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. To receive a child. The Lord, He reminds us of the dignity of every person from the moment of conception until natural death, to receive a child. And the Lord would remind us that whatever you do to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me. So how we treat others, especially children, is the Lord takes that as how we treat Christ Himself. So whoever receives a child, this openness to life that the church always encourages, to accept children as loving gifts of God. They're not curses, they're blessings. What a great gift to be open to this life, to be open to this, to children, and to accept the children that God sends into our lives and into this world. That we always respect the dignity of every life, whether it be handicapped or difficult in some way, but we accept that as openness to God. And then the Lord concludes by talking about the guardian angels of children. He says, see that you never despise one of these little ones, for I say to you, their angels in heaven always gaze upon the face of my heavenly Father. So this is one of the strongest teachings in the Bible, that each one of us has a guardian angel. Every person, according to the Catechism, is given an angel guardian for our entire life. And our angels, of course, are always in the beatific vision, looking at God face to face, but they also can help us in our daily life. So everybody has a guardian angel. The Lord tells us that every child, every person has a guardian angel. Their angels are always before the beatific vision, interceding and praying, but of course they can protect us and help us in this life. So try to say that prayer every day, the beautiful angel of God prayer that we should begin our day with. So we ask our guardian angels to intercede and to pray for us, that we will become like little children. And we ask Saint Therese, a little flower, pray for us.